Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So how do we spot the top problems that a home seller might try to hide? I mean, I was reading a blog on Realtor.com about this, and whether you're a seasoned house hunter or really a first-time home buyer, did you know the process of purchasing a home has plenty of pitfalls? Of course it does, right? So, and while you may assume that sellers are being upfront, it's not uncommon for them to gloss over some of their home's issues. Now, all homeowners sign a disclosure today. Maryland, D.C., Virginia, anywhere in the country, they have to sign a disclosure about their property so that buyers know what they're getting into. When I sit with a seller and I'm going through the disclosures, I ask them a host of different questions. You know, it used to be I could list a house with one piece of paper. In fact, back in 1988, my second year in the business, I listed a home on the back of a napkin at a Bob's Big Boy. I wrote on the napkin, "I agree to list my home at this address," the address of the seller, "at a price of," and I think at the time it was like $110,000. "I agree to list my house at this address for $110,000 and hire Eric Stewart and we'll pay him X dollars for the listing of this property and he has until this date to sell it. I signed my name, the seller signed his name, I had a listing agreement." Believe it or not, that was as simple as it was. The disclosures did not exist anywhere at all like what we have here. My standard listing agreement was one side of one piece of paper. Now it's almost 40 pages of documentation. And so much of it is disclosure. In fact, some of it is repetitive disclosure about lead paint, right? Lead paint is this, you know, paint that was used prior to 1978. It was the most expensive paint that people could use. And most people have no idea whether there's lead paint in their homes. And they can honestly say, "I have no idea." And frankly, most houses don't have lead paint that were built before 1978 until you get before 1950. Because it was the most expensive paint you could buy. And guess what, folks? Builders weren't putting the most expensive paint on anything they were selling. They were using oil-based or some kind of a latex paint oftentimes. So, but you still have to provide disclosure that a house was built before 1978. You may not have any idea. Same thing is true for any issues in your house that you're not aware of. But once you become aware of an issue, you have the responsibility to disclose, and your agent does too. In fact, agency disclosure law is so strict that the agent is responsible not just for what they know, but for what they should know is an issue. Recently, I was working with a buyer to put an offer together on a home that had so many potential issues in it that the buyer ultimately decided not to buy the property. I walked through the home with them. We came up with a ballpark for what the improvements would cost. It was $130,000, $140,000 of work that the house would need and still then would still not be this ideal home. You know, the siting of the house was not great. It backed up to a very strange home in Bethesda that is in the shape of a mushroom. So it's a very, very interesting home. But the house has got challenges and had a lot of details that had to be squared away. Well, the buyer got cold feet. Okay. But the house is being sold by a relocation company, which provides zero accountability. They are not responsible for the condition of the property. They don't have any responsibility at all. In fact, everything they say is buyer beware, buyer beware, buyer beware. But for you and for me, if we're selling our home and we're living in that house or don't live in that house, but we know something, we have to provide knowledge of that. Think of water damage. So water stains aren't really just ugly. There are also signs of leaks, and you can see water penetration in a home, and it could be, you know, pinhole leak in a ceiling. You can see a stain in that ceiling. I was at a listing appointment in Fairfax, Virginia. Lovely, lovely couple that I'm working with, and they are going to sell their home. They're prepping it, and we walked around the basement, and all of a sudden, we looked up and saw that one of the panels in their drop ceiling was dark. Well, they had a pinhole leak, and the stain showed. Well, if you see that kind of thing, you got to remedy it. And then once you've remedied it, the stain is just essentially the sign of the issue. Still has to be cleaned up and painted, of course, but you're not hiding an issue at that point. Many sellers actually try to conceal water intrusion in the basement. For example, with a pile of cardboard boxes or suitcases, You know, you could always ask the homeowner to move the furniture a few inches and shine a pocket flashlight around. And if the home has obvious, you know, red flags, like an odor is odd or visible wall cracks, it's not unreasonable to request removing a large picture frame. I went on a listing appointment in Rockville in the Hungerford neighborhood. It's colonial. It'll come on the market for $550. And I was one of, I think, five or six different agents that the sellers interviewed. Well, the basement has had consistent water penetration issues. And what the seller told me is that at least one of the agents recommend that they just dry lock their basement wall with a dry lock paint. Essentially, that was the cure. Well, you have to move the water away from your basement if at all possible. As it turns out, the location of the house may be sitting in a wet spot where there's water pressure from underneath. So I've recommended, and my seller, who's now hired me, agreed that I would have estimates gathered, and I'm gathering the estimates for them for water remediation. Now, there are companies out there that have excellent reputations for putting in French drain systems on the inside or the outside of a home. I'm going to get three of these. They'll be transferable to a new owner and give the new owner confidence that the basement is dry. Once we have that done, then we'll paint. Then we'll dress it up because we've resolved the latent defect, and we can disclose, yes, we had an issue, but we resolved it by doing what we've just done. If you've got a foundation issue or a contaminated backyard issue, so if you're looking at an older home specifically, if it was built before, say, 1975, you know, odds are it used to run on oil before it ran to gas. Back then, homeowners typically had large oil tanks installed in the basement or underground in the backyard to conserve space and maintain the home's aesthetic. Well, we have houses. I've sold many houses that had oil tanks where the sellers abandoned them in place, suck the oil out, clean the inside of the tank, and then fill it with sand, concrete, or some other material. That's usually fine. But sometimes people want to have the whole tank taken out. In this Realtor.com article, they actually present that the owner has a responsibility to disclose if there are problem neighbors. Now, I'll take issue with this because you're not responsible for your neighbors. It's not a latent defect to your property. But Realtor.com is saying barking dogs, rocker teens, and blaring horns are all factors that can turn off potential buyers. And that's why some homeowners try to downplay these situations with well-timed open houses and neighborly negotiations. Homeowners have an obligation to disclose what are called neighborhood nuisances, but if they don't, buyers have to rely on their word, says Carrie Banuska. She's a realtor in Pasadena. I know people have asked their neighbors to keep noisy dogs inside during showings or only open their homes during strategic times of the day. Even well-intentioned homeowners may not be candid if they become accustomed to their environment. One workaround, this agent suggested, is for buyers to take a stroll around the neighborhood at different times of the day to get a more authentic feel for the area. And don't hesitate to make small talk with the locals who can offer a more objective view of their surroundings. Well, I agree with her workaround. I do not think that an owner is responsible for barking dogs, loud neighbors, those kinds of issues. That's not the owner's responsibility what other people's behavior is. So if I'm representing a buyer, I do recommend a buyer go knock on doors around the house they're interested in purchasing. Stop by and find out about the neighbor who's selling. Find out about what makes this neighborhood tick. It's a good opportunity, folks. Carpe diem. The house is sold as is as of settlement. You don't find out what you need to know before you settle. Unless the seller's hidden a latent defect that is material to the house, you are stuck. So be aware of that. All right? Well, I'm going to have to take another quick break, and right back after this, Senior Moments.